listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G, rebuilt from the body of a robotic lover. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Hey, your buddy, Mike the Ghoul here, gonna pull out the stops and finish things with a trilogy, apparently, because that's what they said in the intro, and I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah, we are going to be discussing a few of the Marvel projects that are upcoming right now, and take a look at some of the news that's come out for a very brief glance at Marvel, because it's been a while since we've really had much to talk about, since Marvel itself has not been doing much the last couple years, as they've tried to recalibrate after screwing the pooch hard.
Yeah, you know, all the goodwill they built up for a very long time was suddenly squandered, and this at least looks like it's going to tie a little bow around Vision's story, and you got James Spader in there. I love James Spader.
Yep.
So I'm going to watch just for him, and I know he will bring his A-game.
Yeah, Vision Quest just had its trailer come out. That is the what they're calling kind of the third part of a trilogy, because they had WandaVision at the start, which was Wanda dealing with the death of her husband. Vision. And then they had Agatha All Along, which, as you discovered if you watched through it, had one of her two sons find the body of a dead kid and basically take it over and so he could continue living. And so this one is roughly the third part of this so-called trilogy, completely ignoring Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness, where Wanda also was. And this one is about Vision rebuilding himself and trying to figure out who he wants to be now that Wanda is dead, and he may have a son, and blah, blah, blah. It definitely looks like a weird TV show, much more in the vein of WandaVision, because it's just, like, all taking place in his head, and every AI and robot that's been in the franchise so far shows up as a character in his head. It's very weird.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of CGI, a lot of cameos. We'll see how it goes. It looks like it could be cool. I do like that they're making Ultron not look like Ultron. They pop him with the human avatar only kind of thing. So you can tell by that line alone that they're not in what I guess you would consider the real world at that point. So we'll see what this all kind of entails, because there's some interesting stuff and James Spader's fantastic.
I mean, I'll show up anytime James Spader shows up for something. And it looks like he's having, in this trailer, a gleefully good time, which I didn't watch much of that mystery TV show he was on, the Burn List.
Blacklist.
There you go, Blacklist. That one.
My wife has watched that series twice without me. She fucking loves it.
It's James Spader. I watched Boston Legal. The show was bad. James Spader was on it. I have to watch Boston Legal.
I've loved him since he was a villain in the 80s, and he solidified it for me when he did Stargate. I will watch him in anything.
He is such a great wormy dude. Just eating the scenery as this, like, really creepy guy that, you know, would both kill you and smell your feet at the same time. Like, that's that's the performance he gives.
And then he'll take you out for pizza. Like, he gives you all those vibes in one fell swoop. And I am here for it every time he comes to the screen.
He is such a creepy guy. And I love that for him, because he's good at it. He has perfected that role. So bringing him back is great. Like, that was a thing. My big issue with Age of Ultron was you brought James Spader in and then you barely did anything with him. Why did you even bring him in to begin with?
You kind of made Ultron like almost kind of do movements like James Spader would, but like it wasn't the same, you know? Now I think, all right, look, we fucked it up in the movie. Trust us with this one here. Right? We're going to get this one right for you.
Right? Yeah, now. So that was cool. It was good to see Vision Quest. From what I've heard, they're not going to do a lot of live-action TV after this. Vision Quest is one of the last things they're doing, at least for a while, which is also them learning, because they really oversaturated the market right there.
Too much.
This is good to see. It's a good capper for that whole arc. And then we can move on to Avengers Doomsday, where we're starting to get like special looks and other things coming out about it, and I'm intrigued a little. Like, I want to know what happens, because I'm this deep into the Marvel series at this point. I'm just going to keep going, but
right.
I'm still not sure if I care.
I don't know. What brought Robert Downey Jr. to do this role other than the paycheck? Like, I want to know, because I don't think he's going to do it just for the paycheck. Maybe he really believes in this character and what he can do with it. And there's so much multiverse going on here that what if Tony Stark grew up and he became bad? I could see that being a Victor Von Doom, but then,
I don't know.
Why are you called Victor then? But then multiverse, maybe? I don't know.
I do have theories. The first is, my theory is that the reason why Robert Downey Jr. came back is because Marvel backed up $50 million in a dump truck to him. And you don't say no when that happens, you know?
You know, you're completely right there, and I get that. But I just feel like he's at a point in his career where he's not doing it just to collect the money. I feel like he's got to do it for a reason. I'm hoping.
But I also don't think that as much as he's playing Dr. Doom, I actually don't think he's playing Victor Von Doom. If you note in the trailer, the Victor that's there wears the mask and really doesn't sound like Robert Downey Jr.
Exactly. Now,
I could be wrong on this, but there was rumors going around 3 or 4 months ago, and normally we don't report on rumors because I try not to buy into that shit. But with this special look that's out now, there was a rumor going on that there were multiple Dooms that would show up in here, and Victor Von Doom, the actual guy from one universe, would be here, and then you'd get the evil Tony Stark who becomes Dr. Doom. He's like the sinister Iron Man or something, Indomitable Iron Man. There's some name for him in the comics. I'm sure I'll put a note on the screen for it. But like, that's another version of Doom from a different universe. I think because of the multiverse shenanigans and us not having Kang, we're going to get multiple Dooms instead. So
interesting.
They made a big deal about having him here. I think that might be a little bit of a bait and switch.
That'd be interesting, you know, because at least Doom in the trailer, he felt like Doom. You know, I love the line that he said. You know, Thor's like something about hell, and Doom was like, "Hell answers to me because I am Doom." Like, it's like I bought that line. It's corny. It's comic book,
but
it also was like, it's Doom. Like, that's who he is. Okay, so like, let's see it. Let's see it. You got it really wrong back in the day with that Victor Von Doom, and like, through no fault of, you know, the actor's fault, he did a good job, but we haven't seen a Doom brought to the screen that can kind of contend with the kind of threat that he was throughout the comics. So I'm interested.
Yeah,
you know,
and like, there's a possibility that the Captain America we see in the trailer isn't the Captain America we're expecting. He's not ours. He's some multiversal version. They've been theorizing that some of the priestesses that stand behind Doom, they have their own costumes, might be Wanda and some of the other characters that have been introduced but then disappeared. There's a lot of rumors, and if some of the rumors actually pay out, it could make the Doomsday movie kind of interesting to watch. It's just Marvel's got to pull it off, and I think that's where my issue is like, yes, Spider-Man was great. We loved Spider-Man. This isn't Spider-Man. They've managed to fuck up movies before.
They have. And has there really been a bad Avengers movie? You know, maybe Ultron you could say was bad, but Ultron, again, like...
Yeah. Okay, but in fairness, that basically means there's been two good Avengers movies, because you don't have Endgame without Infinity War. That's basically one long movie.
Yeah,
so it's Avengers in that one, and then Ultron in the middle. Has there been a bad Avengers movie? No. Have there been that many Avengers movies? Also no.
Yeah, also no. Fair point. But I mean, you know, you got a really big bar to jump here with the threat you're bringing in.
Yeah.
So we'll see. They're setting up something big, and it's either going to slam come holiday season. This comes out December 18th, 2 days before my wife's birthday. So I know we'll be going to see it probably that opening weekend.
I'll see
for
it
sure.
Opening weekend too. I'm
definitely.
The way it is.
So we'll talk about that. But we'll see. Like, this is a big hill to climb. Let's see if they can stick this landing. A sure thing this is not, but I am interested, to your point.
Now, yeah, there are two Marvels inside you. Which one is showing up for this movie, you know? Yeah.
I'm not sure.
And then finally, on the news front, they've already started pitching the X-Men movie at us, which we all knew was going to happen, even before they confirmed that Phases 7, 8, and 9 are going to be the mutant saga. We knew just from Jean Grey showing up in Spider-Man that the X-Men were coming. So they've confirmed that at this point. We've gotten casting announcements for where the series is going to be going and who's going to be starring in it. And we've got, like, Kit Connor, who I don't recognize, as Scott Summers, Christopher Abbott as Professor Xavier, Samara Weaving from Ready or Not, among others, as Emma Frost. That's a good casting choice.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's
we
a good
like
one.
That.
Indy Navarrete as Rogue. She's not
love that.
She's not Louisiana, but she is a fantastic actress, and I'll watch her in anything.
Interested to see how she'll pull off that accent, you know, because Anna Paquin, back in the day, she really brought that Southern charm to the character, which is kind of like a staple of Rogue. Her and Gambit in the comics are very Creole Southern like that, but Gambit's a little more Boomhauer, who we do also see coming up, Channing Tatum getting his shot to do Gambit again. I thought he was great in Deadpool and Wolverine. I thought it was a fantastic little 10 minutes of the movie that if we don't see him again, like, at least he got in here, but now we're going to see him in a movie. And
for a bit before he probably dies, because I'm sure all the X-Men are going to die in Doomsday, so that the new X-Men, including Maya Boyd as Storm, they will all show up as the new first class or whatever, and we'll move on from there. Doomsday is going to reset things. There's no question in my mind about that. We have all these old continuities, the current Avengers, the old X-Men, some other mm-hmm. shit that Deadpool reminded us exists. We're going to mm-hmm. get like this big collapsing in, I think, due to Doomsday and Secret Wars. And when it all pops back out, suddenly the X-Men are going to be a rival team for the Avengers. And the Avengers are going to look like a completely new group that may be recast as well.
We'll see. That's a really good point that they don't show what universe they're in the trailer with Doom, but you see him raising the Sentinels. So, you know, they're a pretty big fucking threat to the X-Men. So we'll see what this is all going
to
be about.
Honestly, it's hard to see what anything is going on there. It looks very much like it was filmed in the volume and they're just going to like fill in the background later.
Yeah. I'm not sure where that was. It's the void somewhere. I don't know where he was, but he's got a bunch of Sentinels laying around.
It's the same Dust Bowl where Supergirl had her big battle.
It's all I thought of when I saw it.
No, I'm interested to see what happens. Doomsday is getting a from me. I'm interested. Maybe, maybe not. X-Men, though, when have the X-Men really ever failed us? They've had some bad movies, but you keep going back because it's the X-Men.
Say what you want about Apocalypse and that trash fire. X-Men's always fun. And they don't take themselves as seriously sometimes as Marvel does. So this should be exciting at the very least to see them kind of reset.
I think, like, even if somehow the two Avengers movies tank, we'll still see X-Men come out, and that could revitalize the franchise. It's the right team to bring out now when they need to reboot. Because the X-Men can carry.
They can, and they got some really young actors and actresses signed on. They're in the prime. You know, Sadie Sink is probably like all of, what, 24, maybe?
I think she's 24, yeah. She can be in this role for 20 years, yeah.
You got some time here to get this right. Take advantage of these actors' age.
And the nice thing about the X-Men is that the characters naturally age up and become professors themselves, and then you bring in another class, and we've got other mutants, and then you can keep that cycle going without ever having to recast.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, we shall see. I'm hoping that Marvel can pull it around, but if nothing else, I've got lanterns from DC over on the other TV, and that was great.
Fantastic. And we still got Clayface.
We do.
You know, coming out from DC soon, too. So, we got some stuff that we were hopeful for. Marvel stuck the landing very well with Spider-Man, Brand New Day. Let's see if they can do the same thing with a big name like Avengers, which is scary to think.
We'll hope. This has been Not So Live from Asteroid G, wondering where my letter to the gifted school for youngsters is. Am I too old? Did I get too old? I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy Mike the Ghoul gonna look for his owl coming from the Harry Potter universe. Am I too old to be a wizard? I mean,
I don't think anyone should be getting involved with J.K. Rowling at this point.
Yeah, that's fine. I just want to go to the world. I don't give a shit about her. She can go kick rocks.
We will see you all next time.